dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. As though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. To make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. And the truth is, it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're better,
you got to be your head.
Feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfish. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside but outside
got to keep your head up.
Yes, yes. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Ceddy J, and this is Hump Day After Dusk right here on Life at the Dust Live. Man, we starting the all music hour. I know y'all are like, man, Tupac, keep your head up. What's that all about? Well, today's show is dedicated, of course, some of y'all saw on the social networks that I was saying. Today's show was dedicated to my good friend, who was like a brother to me, my boy Chris Odom. He passed this morning. And I just, y'all know me, man. One of the best medicines for me is when I come to this show. Like, this is a place where not only is it something I love to do professionally, but it's something I love to do personally, because it keeps me happy. And I'm doing this, it just puts me in a place of just not, you know, not be as sad. And that's what I love about coming here every week, every day, to come to the show with you guys, to just kind of give you guys an insight. You know, y'all get to kind of dig into my life sometimes right here. And I'm telling you, man, it was hurting. Like, just, especially this morning, it was like really, really, really hitting me hard. Like, it's just, it's hard to believe, man. Like you just somebody like you. I was literally gonna call this dude this morning, right? And ironically, my brother, you know, DJ Chase, is on Thursday shows for the radio. He hit me up, and he was like, "Hey, Ceddy J, man. Hey, we got some news for you, man." He was crying and everything, and he said the news, and it was just, my mood is holy, because I was like waking up, I'm happy. I was all in that kind of mood when I woke up, but then when I heard that, it just kind of dampened my spirit. It was making me move a little slower this morning. I just was not there. And heck, man, like, if you're a person that were close to Chris, man, you know that. You know, this dude was like one of the most loyal, especially you held him down. He was one of the most loyal people ever. Ever. Like, most loyal people ever, people. He will hold you down. When he holds you down, he holds you down. You talking about down ride or die chicks and all that, rest of ride or die friends. He's going to be there for you regardless. He's not. And he's going to figure out, how can I make sure I make it to that? And just to me, you know, it's hard, man. Like, y'all know me, man. I do a very good job of hiding how I feel, but it's just trying not to be. You know, sometimes because people love my happiness, and it's so hard for people to see when I'm sad, and they just really. When they saw the news and whatnot, they just knew I just wasn't. It was weird. Especially people that saw me in person, they felt my spirit was on a whole nother level. So this whole all music hour of the show was gonna be dedicated to my boy Chris Odom. Was one of the greatest friends that you can ever ask for. You know, the epitome of what a friend you want. That is the person you're talking about. That's what you want on your team, holding you down all day, every day, just always supporting you no matter what. This dude, I mean, just all kind of stuff. I remember the last time I got to see him was at my brother's wedding, December 7th, and we were hanging out. He was hanging out because he was one of the groomsmen as well as I, and we were hanging out. You know, y'all see the picture. You know, us in the gray suit, tuxedos and whatnot. And, you know, we had a good time. And it was a lot of hard work it took to get there because it was a bad ice storm here, but we made it. And I'm glad I made it now, because if that's the case, that's the last time I would have saw him. And I'm glad that we got a chance to, it was so many of us all in one sitting, they get to feel his presence before he transcended. Because, I mean, yes, he's gone from Earth, but he's not gone. He's still here, you know, and I'm not just saying that. I always feel that a lot of people who have passed on, I really do feel their spirits go through me. It's like I really feel it, and a lot of times they kind of give me this extra energy, this and fresh thoughts process onto doing something. So definitely, man. Again, I know it's all music, y'all. Y'all like, man, where the music? Some people are saying that, but hey, it's just a little different, man. I had to let y'all in on knowing why we're going the direction we're going today's show. That being said, we'll go ahead and go to some more music. This track on the All Music album by my girl Red Shades. This is A Real Definition of Life. Stay tuned, sit back, relax. And again, Chris Alderman, you might be gone from Earth, but you will never, ever, 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 ever be forgotten.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love, Eleanor.
Many definitions of the good life. Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all filled and wrapped, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth the while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. Y'all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying,
that was my girl Red Shades. That was A Real Definition of Life. If that song is not the perfect prelude to, you know, what the song, you know, if Tupac wasn't enough, then this song wasn't, I don't know what to say. That's perfect prelude of how I feel, of how it is right now, man. Like, you cannot take it for granted. A lot of people, you know, y'all think we have all this time in the world. You don't, yeah, some people live long and whatever. You know, I think of the future. I try to plan for the future, but you know the future novel is promised. Yeah, that's understandable, but part of planning now, the way you do things now will determine your future. So you can't you got to live like today is your last day. I ask that question a lot on the show. Y'all hear me always ask it. It's just a cheesy question. It's not just a cheesy question. It's a real question. If you had 24 hours left to live, how the heck are you going to spend it? If a boy Chris was in the hospital for the last 24 hours and he knew he was going to go away, he would have turned the heck up. And that's why I was at, because yes, man, like you do some crazy stuff, like you going all out because you're like, hey, I'm not going to be here much longer. You know, I ain't going to be here anymore. So what am I going to do to this? No, that's not going to leave a negative thought process about me. But what is it going? What am I going to leave? How am I going to leave out? Are you going to be, you know, people going to still be celebratory and leave and not as sad? Because that's one thing that I could say about Chris was he was a very celebratory person. So you can't take life for granted, man. Every day, do if you love something, do it. Do not, I kid you, y'all see me, y'all see how I'm always on it or doing whatever. And a lot of people try to throw darts at me and try to stop what I do. But it will not stop because at the end of the day, I'm on a much bigger purpose than what you can ever fathom. And that's just how I feel about it. Like, y'all got to stop letting these people who are being haters or whatever hold y'all down. Yeah, okay, you can, you might acknowledge what's going on, but don't let it stop you from what you're doing. Do not. If you do that, they won. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to some more music, man. We're going to go to this track. This is by my girl, Seven Gavay, and this is Cry on the Inside. We'll be back on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dust Live, presented by Notoriously Naughty.
Motherless lost child, I'm walking in the wrong direction, wishing I had some love and affection. Nobody ever questions your pain when you stress. It's not easy when you're coping your heart with depression. See life's lesson in the separation from the pros and cons. Learning it is a part of the blessing. Select the collection. The message is the quest, but I don't know what the quest is. So I can see you crying inside. Who I can see through your eyes. Not yet accustomed to them phonies who be pacing me lies. When you need them the most is when you never get a reply. Truth. It's when you never get a reply. Now check it. Every day I have to face the world with many faces as the time races. I'm rapid in my approach, so I'll define patience. And if the government believes in us, we have a shot at being happy, but the trees in us. Spacecraft being built because they're leaving us. But that's another story for another time. Though I implore you to listen, go ahead and rewind. We'll never be fine. We walk around with the eyes closed. If other people seeking shelter, we deprive those. And bystanders catching bullets in Chicago. It's illustrated, so I reckon it's Diablo. Slicker than any scandalous 5-0. That what you treasure, you should care for. Insist on being selfish, even though you bear scars. The separation of the nation, and it's done by design. I pray my lyricism goes to reach many of mine. We're running the struggle and suffer the pain. It's part of the journey, it's part of the game. You can pass your life by, focus on the right tribe. Tell you it's an option, I'll make you a decision. I'll be cool. We are born full of promise, taught to assimilate, only to find out that our assimilation was based on falsehood, untruth, and any
judgment and appreciation. Those who hold the reins of society say, look, haven't we atoned for the ills of yesteryear? Aren't things better? At a superficial glance of the social horizon, it may seem to be so. But one must do an in-depth analysis to see the game may have changed. But the rules are still the same, only with different wording. So I ask you this, who are you willing to live for? And who are you willing to die for? Your essence is but your own. Process thoughts and keep your eyes wide open. No.
I can't live without you. See, I'm smiling on the outside while I'm just crying on the inside, chasing the world without you.
All right, well, right, everyone, that was Crying on the Inside by my girl, Seven Gavay. We're going to keep it moving on the Hot Music Hour, a.k.a. R.P., my boy, Chris Odom. So, we don't, I mean, it's not going to all be sad all day, for those that's wondering. I'm going to turn it up a little bit, too, during the show, because that's, at the end of the day, if y'all weren't there at the point in time I said it, excuse me. I was telling y'all how Chris is the person that always was just turned up to like the max. So y'all going to get a taste of that. You know, me playing more turned up music because we're celebrating too. I mean, the men's not in pain anymore. And then they, that's all you can ask for, man. You don't want your friend to be in pain. This next track is by my boy Bryce Grip. This is the Crabs in the Barrel. This goes back into the thought I was talking about earlier. Do not allow people to stop you from doing what you want to do. A bunch of people, there's a bunch of crabs in a barrel. I'm grabbing you, pulling you down, and all they're doing is pulling themselves down. So don't be a part of the crabs in the barrel. Think on that for a little bit. We're going to go to it now. Vice Grip, Crabs in the Barrel, right here on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Seti J.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black and white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man. Grabbing a barrel, don't want me to die. politics. All about the people in the community. All because of ignorance. They are suffering from crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel.
All right, boom, welcome back. Life of the Dust Live, that was my boy Vice Grip with Crabs in the Barrel. We're going to keep it moving. This next track is with my girl Queen, featuring a little O. This is These Streets right here on the All Music Hour of Life of the Dust Live, Hump at the Dust Wednesdays.
Queen, I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Oh, Lord, I know so many people trapped up in these streets.
Family catching blues, baby. It's a cold last
Yes, that was my girl Queen featuring Little O for These Streets right here on the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live. This next track is we're going to more of the turned up part of the hour. So that first hour, that was more of, you know, just how it is feeling, man. And that's how it's emotional roller coaster right now. But I gotta turn up for him so as well, because that was just the spirit he had, man. It was just wow. So we're going to go to the next part of the show. We're going to go ahead and we're going to turn it up for them. So we're going to go into a lot of stuff. Y'all going to bear with me. We're going to slowly work our way up. So we're going to go to another track from my girl, Red Shades. This is vibing and cooling. So just vibe with me for a little bit right here on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Shady J. Let's get it.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Ooh, they tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna.
With my girl T Hullaby, and this track is called Party Remix. We're gonna party, party, party. So here we go. Let's get it.
Yeah. Nick CEO. T Hullaby. Party Remix. Yeah.
Old man goes down tonight. MC, old money in the thing tonight. Feeling good, jump fresh, I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on a drink, I never drink like. Got the baddest in the room.
In the room.
The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once we started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knockin'. Me and my people been out a bar hoppin'. Folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T Hullaby.
hands all over me. I got my hands all over you. You're the flyest one I've seen in this party.
All right, y'all. Shoot, that was my girl T. Hullaby with Party Remix. We're going to keep it moving. Next track is of my girl QT Jazz featuring Baby Doll of OMG Girl. OMG Girl. My girl, how my girl Tiny would say it. All right, this is the Hills Bags. We'll be back after this track right here on the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Fetty J.
You know I wanna ball, time to hit the mall, about to get it cracking, shawty what's happening, you know I'm popping tags, you know I'm popping tags, when I hit the stove, yeah you already know.
Going to fill in, la, 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 la. going through, and I gotta go to this man. Okay, this is a track. It's not necessarily upbeat, but it's definitely something that's, and that's the song I want y'all to feel. As I was definitely feeling, I saw it live, and this is another reminder for you guys, man. Don't be afraid to be you, because you being you is cool. In the end of the day, don't be afraid to be. And sometimes we kind of get in those habits where we're different, and people, and we let people stop us because we do different stuff, and we don't approach it a certain way. Trust me, I was there at some point in time. And I learned to embrace myself being different, because the more I'm different I am, it seems to be a trend that I'm just so cool because I do it. So I'm going to do this. My boy Chris Alden was another, definitely a great, great, great representation of what being cool is without having to follow suit what everybody else is doing. So this is Cool with my boy A.D. the Great. We'll be back on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy City J. Let's get into it.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beats, charge me with ass, yeah. Young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, you nigga motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to do shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big.
one on the mic stand at the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, y'all, this next track coming up is on my boy, Dirty Boy Quick. This is The Road right here on Life of the Dust Live, All Music Hour.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got these haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life is squeezing blocks until it's empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding dinging. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That rob, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking dog. going up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This is the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
All right, y'all, right? Man, that was my boy, Dirty Boy Quicks with The Road. Man, we got the last song in the All Music Hour. I'm about to go to, my special guest is on Monday's show, but the Playboy tracks, this is my girl, Andrea Lewis. Definitely a talented black actress making some big moves, and I'm glad she's about to be another part of the Big Dust Pop movement. I'm so glad to hear that. And I told y'all, man, y'all never know who the hell's going to join, and you got to keep it moving. If some people dig at stuff, and you got to see a bigger picture. And you got to understand, some people are not going to see that picture. So if they don't see the picture, keep it moving. Don't worry about them stopping you for what you're doing. Big ups to the celebrities who see me as a celebrity, and I'm still like, hell, I ain't no celebrity yet. So here we go. It's my girl, Andrea Lewis. This is See, I Love This Song So Much, y'all. Here we go.
All right.
All right, we're going to finish it off. This is by a little smooth little track. I know how I love bounce music. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday. I had my thing for my 40 days. It's going to be giving up a lot of stuff like pork, egg, beef, pork, beef, pretty much cows, pigs. You know, just pretty much if it's not poultry, turkey, you know, seafood. As far as the meat goes, then I'm not going to do it. So we're going to keep it going. All right, so y'all be on the lookout for me. And I can do this because I did it before. But I got to get back, I got to get more, I got to get back to it again. Because I did 40 days, and that's why I love it. That's why I love that food so much now. So here we go, y'all going to this. Get something, get turned up, and we'll be back. Because I see my co-host with the most is in the building. Turn up. Notorious Ignati. Shout out to Notorious Ignati. Check them out at facebook.com/ N as in Nancy. N as in Nancy team. You know, I hate that. Oh, I hate when hotels.com talk to you like that. It drives me nuts. But yes, that's, you can go check them out. And man, I just dedicated the whole first hour. It was dedicated to my best friend that died this morning. Boy, Chris Odom. Yeah. You said what now?
I said my condolence. Okay.
Okay, okay. Appreciate it.
Are you okay?
Appreciate it. I'm okay. You know, it's been an emotional roller coaster all day for me, really. Because, I mean, like, it's just, like, that's me. A lot of people, man, if you knew the man, you met him in person, you would know, like, God, everybody's met him. Like, you really didn't, like, you had to really sit there and think, do I have something negative to say about this dude? And I want to talk about earlier in the show how I always ask the question, you know, how we always ask the question about, hey, every, you know, we always say the fact that, you know, ask a lot of the people that come on the show, we say, if you had 24 hours left to live, how would you spend it? You know, it's not just me just asking a corny question. Well, not a lot of the questions I ask, it really is on deep talk, deep thinking process. I can't get my words straight. Deep thinking process. because I mean, seriously, like, you because really, you got challenged. You see, sometimes it's so hard for some people to come up to answer. That's really because I mean, in a day, that's how when you get ready to die, especially if you don't know that, hey, tomorrow, that one time, I'm gonna die. You would, how would you spend it? You know, and it's just a thought to think. You might not get to spend it that way, but man, wouldn't it be nice if that was the way you got to spend it? And so it really challenged you to think that way. And heck, man, like I said, it's just a little bit emotional day. It's been really emotional.
Well, keep your head up. It's gonna get better.
I am. You know, I talk about this. I talk about this in a lot to people. You know, as far as with that, it's like I'm sad, I'm happy, all at the same time. I'm happy that my friend's not hurting anymore. But I'm sad that he's not here anymore. But then again, I'm happy that, you know, but the time he did spend here for me, he did spend here, he was another person that was encouraging of what I did. You know, like when my grandma passed, that was the same feeling I had when she passed. Like she would just want to always encourage me to be so goofy. That's why I'm so goofy now. What if I had a woman, you know, I wouldn't just feel so corny and just say, hey, I'm going to back the fool. Because, I mean, my family, period, it's just goofy as heck. Y'all get to see, y'all hear that on every Thursday about how, y'all, it's not just for the show. We really are, that dynamic of us is really that crazy. And that's a lot of people don't realize, man, like, holding to your gifts. And when those people pass, allow them to move through you, because for me, I feel like those people move through me. And they give me a fresh outlook on stuff and able to kind of, and it kind of gives me a new drive to do what I do and be happy for my life. And I try to live with no regrets. I do some crazy stuff because everybody thinks some people think I'm just perfect all willy-nilly. I'm not perfect. But in the day, if I was to pass tomorrow, you would hear a lot of positive stuff about me. And that's the thing. You want to make sure that's what you leave. You leave your legacy of people. They're going to have positive stuff to say about you.
Right.
Even if they say something like, man, that man was crazy, but, man, he supports you till the sun came up. They said something like that, you know, and then they, the positive is going to rule. So, oh, man, it's been an interesting day. I'm okay with my poster to come, been turned up by Jay. I've been changing the number. God dang it, man. I'm ready to put this on the wall. I'm going to have my spot picked down for the wall. That's going on. I'm like, bam, I got it picked. So I need to come because I'm excited to put it up. It's going to be part of my lighting up my week. So,
no.
But the thing is, I haven't seen them yet, so that's going to be the hard part. When we get to that juncture of me having him at the funeral, me having to walk by him in his casket, that's going to reignite me being, like, really, that's just on another level. Because it's easy to not feel down when you ain't seen them yet, and them not
letting
them pass away. But then once you see them, you're like, oh shoot, darn it! Now I see that this is real.
I know. Once my dad, my dad passed away, and then, you know, when I got the phone call and everything, went to the hospital the whole nine, like, I did not cry, but as soon as I saw him in that casket, it was like reality just set in. It was like, damn, he really gone. I thought it was like a dream, like you're going to wake up any day now and things going to be back normal.
Exactly. That's how we keep saying all day, like, I just keep waiting for him to, like, oh, he was in a coma, and he's going to fool the hell out of me and say, oh, no, man, I'm not gone yet, man. I'm going to keep waiting for him to do that. I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, in the day, you know, I tell these people all the time, because so many people, You know, they give me all these excuses why they can't do things on time or they can't do this. They don't realize Freddie J goes or why they can't or why they giving up or doing something like, I came out of because I just got so much going on in my life. Like, you know, Sonny J life ain't perfect, man. I don't know where y'all got this goddamn, where y'all got this picture that my life is just perfect. It's great, but it's still, but there's still chapters here and there where it's crazy. So I guess y'all get this fantasy world and realize I go do stuff too. I know I'm a Superman. I'm a superhero every year. For Halloween, even Superman has is weak to kryptonite. Even Superman is weak to kryptonite. So everybody has their kryptonite, and in the day, man, you can't let it drag you down. Like it was good. Nothing going to stop me from doing this show today. I say, oh no. I'm doing because when I'm here, like I said earlier, people, when I'm doing the show, not only do I love doing it because from a professional mindset, it's a haven for me. And people can see that. Like, everyone, when they see me doing the show, they just watch how I talk about the show, I just feel at peace. I'm at peace now, coming in. So, I mean, there's no way I was going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to do the show today. Nope. I had to do it. It was imperative that I do it.
Well, big ups to Fetty coming through. Now let me stop. I'm a mess.
So I'm not trying to be. No, I'm like I'm still turned up, you know, But I just let you know where I'm coming from, and you just have to know because a lot of times. People get they think that Sonny J is invincible. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend. But in the day, I stay strong because I got to. I gotta stay strong in order to be able to do what I do. I gotta stay strong in what I do. And even when it's tough, you gotta fight through. Those are the tests, man. You gotta know how to. You can fight through those tests. You're good to go. You got to know how to, because it's going to be something to hit you. And it's going to be some of those people, those negative spirits rooting for you to lose. They praying that, oh, man, dang, something effed up happened to him. Hope that stops him from doing what he loves to do best. Not going to stop me. I'm going to keep doing it. So for those of y'all who are possibly rooting for me to lose, nice try, not going to happen.
Oh, good.
I want to go before, because we got a guest coming to the show today, too, before we bring her on the show. I got one quick topic I got to talk about. This is pissing me off. And I saw this in the news. Oh, yeah. Okay,
come on.
Y'all know about Lupita, man, from, you know, they, you know, winning for Best Supporting Actress on 12 Years a Slave. I want to slap the taste out of this chick. That not her, but to take that chick who decided to get try to get act a fool or not. So let me go into that quickly. All right, so there's a model in which, by the way, she must be somewhat famous, I guess, because she got a stupid behind blue check next to her name. But anyways, her name is Denicia. Let me see how to spell her name. By the way, I'm going to it. I kind of hate this because all this did was give her publicity of people going to check her out, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyways, going into that, because I love, and when I say I love, I speak love, and I mean that in a sarcastic manner. So I'm going to read the story. What's the headline is? Skin bleaching pop star comes from Lupita on Twitter. In quotes, the main part, the main idea of the whole thing is the white man owns her. That's what she told her. That's what she was mentioned by Lupita. So, getting to the background behind it. So of course Lupita, the one big at 2014 Academy Awards. Somebody decided to act a freaking fool, and which his girl, Denicia. She decided to try to, you know, she's a pop star, decided to act a fool. And she came, and she tried to come for Lupita. Why did she come for Lupita? Because Lupita was at her moving acceptance speech from the 2014 Essence Black Women in Hollywood event. It was encouraging, she encouraged young ladies to be proud of their skin, no matter what color. And in her speech, she mentioned Denisa's cream. Now, of course, you want to know what the cream is called. See, Denicia has a cream called Whitealicious. Whitealicious, basically, it's like a skin bleaching cream. So her comment is where it tweets, and, oh, Lupita can't talk about the bleaching creams white people for parentheses companies made because the white man pays her. They own her. And, oh, while you claim she isn't thinking of me, I'm on her brain for her to mention me in the speech. She should have thanked you, stupid fools. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, so Lupita actually you mentioned Denicia in her speech?
It wasn't necessarily saying, hey, she coming for her. She just wasn't saying her specifically. She was coming for people with the
bleaching cream in general.
Yes. So she felt some type of way because everybody has their own mindset, I should feel. You said what now?
I said she shouldn't have felt some type of way because everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Some, you know, one black person might like their skin dark, another one might want to bleach it. So she can't lash out. She wants publicity. That's what I think she wants. You know,
yeah, she
was
trying to get publicity from Lupita.
Look at her skin cream and all of that. She's basically using Lupita as a way to get her brand out. So, yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that a big.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Seriously, ain't nobody got time for that. Because I mean, I'm so tired. It just shows you how annoying and stupid. And I'm going to make sure I add. And many derogatory terms that is stupid as light skin versus dark skin battle against. I mean, honestly, you got to look at me in the eye and tell me why. I mean, we continue to make this go on. It is so real that this is happening now. I had a thought the other day. So I was thinking this. You know how somebody had vitiligo or whatnot. And I try to think about this about Michael Jackson. You know, everybody laughs Michael Jackson about bleaching his skin and whatnot. But this dude was having a skin condition to where it was having different blocks in his skin. So my thing is this. When you got your skin that's doing, it's one thing when you're doing that. I can understand that. But when you're doing it because you're not comfortable with being dark skin or whatever, get the hell out of here. You got to be freaking kidding me. And for me, I just feel like, for me, I mean, personally, if people say they want to say, but I need to start thinking about this. Me, personally, a person talking about they want somebody that keeps it real and everything about them is fake, they can't say none of that. If you got a fake ass, you can't say nobody ain't keeping it real. You ain't keeping it real. You got a fake ass. You got fake boobs. You can't say nobody keeping it real. Your ass ain't keeping it real. We go down the whole list of things.
Don't you get all
the
nails and shit. Stop it. I'm going to let you get away with the breast and the booty because mine's real. So I'm going to let you make it, but you better not get on the hair and the lashes and the nails, nothing. Okay. Stop.
The wigs come off. The wigs come off at the end of the day. They come off. When you
we're talking about
permanent stuff, like stuff where you do something permanently to you because you're not comfortable.
Yeah, I understand.
Right, you know, sometimes y'all don't always rock Rick. Sometimes y'all be like, oh, I want to rock with regular hair and show y'all that. Bam. So y'all show a little bit of everything. There's a difference between, hey, I'm putting on hair sometimes. Some people not always insecure, they put their hair, they want to try a bunch of different hairstyles.
I am a firm believer that I want to date. Well, that's just me, and I said it on the air before. Like, I want to know the person I'm dating. I don't want to, if a person had messed up teeth, I want to know that because it's the possibility that my child is going to have messed up teeth. So I want to know these types of things, you know? Like, if you was pitch black and you changed your skin, light skin, I want to know that, you know? Not that it matters, but you want to know who you're dating. Just, I don't know, guys might be different. You might don't care if your girlfriend got your daughter turned out, but...
That made perfect. I mean, in the day, when that baby comes out, ain't like, cause you so hungry up your light skin. What the hell's gonna happen when your daughter comes out dark skin? What are you gonna do?
Suing for false advertisement. Now let me say
it. Like, what you gonna do? Put the goddamn bleach on the baby too? Come on now. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go to the phone line. I see our special guests in the building. And hey, well, welcome to the show, my girl, Kalia Monet. What's up?
Hello. Hello, welcome all. To the show. How are we this evening?
How's everybody
this evening? Got a full line. Turn up.
Oh,
I'm on a rampage.
Everybody.
I saw this story.
You've been turned up. I've been listening to y'all. What is going on with this
ratchet
woman and this cream? Y'all been doing a lot.
This cream, she's just, I mean, she tried to cover Lupita because Lupita made some sense of her speech about bleaching creams, basically about the whole fact of love the skin you're in. She was talking about that, and she wasn't necessarily bringing it up. And it's just crazy. Like really, at the end of the day, you can't get mad. You decided to do it. Because at the end of the day, you can't get mad at the fact that she's encouraging you to embrace who they are. Because unless you got vitiligo, you got to tell me the reason. Unless you got vitiligo, you got to tell me the reason why.
I don't even know the story, but I was going ham before as I came on the line about the cream and the girl and her choices and her decisions.
And now, well, not just that. See, because she tried to say that the white man owns her, owns Lupita, because the white man paying her checks and all that. Sounded real stupid as hell. I mean, that's just dumb. But not only do you got bleaching cream, you got bleaching cream called Whitealicious. How dare the pot call the kettle black? In this kind of case, the pot called the kettle white in this case. So.
Well, that's that double standard. That's that good for you, but not good for me type thing, you know. You can do it and I can't type stuff, or I can do it and you can't type stuff.
But, it'd be different if it added up. It's not even adding up. Her argument is failing because there's too many gaps in her argument.
All I know is if you're gonna stand for something, please be educated on what you're gonna stand for. You look uneducated all the way around.
Right. And when you stand for something, make sure you know how to stand for something, because when you can't stand for something on your own, you will fall for anything.
True.
But moving on to you, because yeah, I was set the whole world fine. I go on something. So, first I'll go into you. And you peeped through the shows a couple of times, shirts and themes and different things, and. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, you've even said that to Asian stuff. First off, let everybody know who you are, like, what led you to get into modeling? Because they haven't really got to get that story yet. They just kind of, she's a model that calls the show showing love. But now they got to get the background story on you. So let them know who you are, what led you to get into modeling, and the name. Because, you know, I remember when I first saw your name, it's like, what is the reason behind the name?
Oh, the name comes from the good flower, the Cattleya orchid. I got it from the good movie with Zoe Sandoval when she's called, you know, Cattleya in the movie. So I just added Monet to the end of it. That way the it gave it a little bit of a twist and made it somewhat my own. Like I say, I let my fans pick my name. I went from being Mystic Star to Cattleya Monet. When I put it out there, I gave them three choices, three names that I knew I could live with if they were chosen, and Cattleya won out, hands down.
It sounds like Monet. Yeah. You know, Monet reminds you of art. You know, so art.
And that's the whole thing
really
that I want to project is art, is elegance, is glamour, is class, is nothing crass about any of my pictures. If you go back through my albums, my galleries, anything like that, you don't have the, I will say, promotion model pictures. I'm a artist model.
Okay. So that what actually led you into getting started in the first place? Like, what was that turning point that said, you know, I want to do modeling? And was it always something you wanted to do since you were a little girl?
Well, my start came from a tequila company called Spada. I received an email saying that I should go and try out after I'd had my profile up on Model Mayhem for a little while. So I went to Dallas, took some pictures with the lovely Shinobi Muhammad for the Espada Tequila, and that's where it started. Once I saw the process and the things that you do and some of the things you have to go through, I realized that it was something that I could do, clearly, hands down, and something that I would be proud of doing and something that I could easily do. Oh, thank you.
And you know, was it always something you wanted? Was modeling something you always wanted to do when you were younger?
No, because I always wanted to dance
do something
when I was
doing now. Are you wanting to dance?
I wanted to dance when I was younger. As you know, I can't dance a lick now. So please, I want everybody to know I'm not a dancer by no means. I can't do music videos and none of that good stuff. That's not in my forte. That is not on my repertoire. Oh, steady, stop it. Still.
It's springtime, so the crickets come out sometimes in the spring.
Still, it's just something I'm not strong at. I just knew I wanted to dance, and I was a decent ballet dancer when I was a little girl, but other than that, that's about all. My mother was a semi, you know, model. She took pictures. She liked it. So I saw what, you know, the joy brought her. And once I got into it, I see the joy that it brings me. And I'm not stopping anytime soon.
Okay, so as far as people you work with so far, Tommy, do what I do best, being messy. Who would you say in top three order? I usually tell y'all to take one in your favor, but I'm gonna really force you hard now. In top three order, who would be your favorite photographer that you have worked with?
Okay, number one off top is gonna have to be Will, because he killed the shoot that we did for the Human Canvas, the Christmas issue that we did. Oh, my goodness. That was the most fun I had in a photo shoot. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was completely taken in. We, you know, we laughed, we joked, we watched the Saints play. We we got into character, and we got things accomplished. I mean, that's how it goes. The only thing about Will is he is afraid to move you. If you get close to you, and he'd be like, okay, move that leg. And I'd be like, move that leg yourself if you need to be moved. You're the photographer. You create this image. If that's what you see, baby, move that leg. I'm not going to say anything about it.
He'll let you know. He'll say, hey, I'm going to touch you, okay?
I know.
You don't stop and just touch me and let me know.
know, hey, you finna move my hair back, you finna do something, do this.
We already established that it's okay to touch. We established that it's an okay thing.
He's very respectable. That's
He's very respectful.
Like about him. He makes sure. And then as we start, because me and him shot together like more than one. That's like my. That was one of my photographers I only shot with when I first started modeling. So when we shot together, like as we start shooting, we got comfortable. And he would just start doing it. But when we first shot, he was like, I'm going to touch you. I'm going to move your hair. I'm going to do this. And I went, but I kept saying, just do it in hush.
I know. Yeah, it got down to the point where he didn't want to touch my shoulder.
I'm about to move your vagina this direction. I'm going to come move you to my vagina. It'd be different if you said that.
But shut up. No.
He's not
going to
go that far, Lord.
He could have felt comfortable. I'm saying, I'm about to, you know, feel comfortable moving you if it's not in some suggestive way.
Yeah, and he's just respectable. So,
he was very respectable. Very respectful. Very fun to work with. But please don't ask to hold his camera because he's going to put your hand out. And he's going to make sure the camera is firmly in your hand. Oh, my God. Yeah, he got to give you a tutorial. He's going to stand there for a minute. Not to look at the pictures, but how to hold it. Oh my goodness! Yes, like I said, Will was good. He's been the best so far. I say that Shinobi's next, which, like I say, he's the first guy I work with, only because his direction was firm from the go. He knew that I was an amateur and that I needed that direction to make my photos what they are. And I liked my first five shoots I did with him because you see the progression of how I changed from each shoot to each shoot. The better I got from each shoot to each shoot. So like I say, his direction is what I loved from him. And my third photographer has to be my wife. She's my clutch photographer when I can't get, you know, the time into work with anybody else. She's the one that I can look at her or look through the camera to her and give the looks that I need.
All right. Good top three. Yes. And so as far as a dream shoot for you, what would you say would be like a dream? Like if you had to pick like all the way from the setting to the outfits, everything about the shoot, what would you want it to be?
Oh, my goodness. It would have to go all the way back to 1930s glamour. I love the 30s, and I love their style. And it has to be in Paris, and it has to be under the Eiffel Tower in the middle of the night. I got to have the lights.
You want to be like how I was one of the flapper girls type of look.
Yes, I want the, like, fitted couture gown all the way to the floor with, like, the split up to the mid-thigh with the nice stiletto heels and the hair all the way up on top of my head. Yeah, I want the whole 30s glam. I like that. Audrey Hepburn, all that era, yeah. It was just so classy back then, so elegant, you know, just so glamorous. I don't say the world was a nice place back then, but they had some good idea on fashion.
I'm gonna throw the ball to my girl T. Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, City asked about a dream shoot that a dream shoot. Take me to a shoot with you, period, like one that you've done in the past. What are some things you do to get yourself prepared and, you know, the process you go through?
Okay. For a shoot, I take like a month or so to plan, a month or so, and then I take a month or so to prepare. And in that preparing stage is a whole bunch of things that go on, basically mentally, physically, of course, you know, to keep yourself up and intact and emotionally, just to make sure that the stress of it all doesn't get to you and you don't feel like you're failing when you can't find the right shoes to that when you have to start all over again. But regular shoot starts in the morning, you know, you get up, you have your coffee, you get ready, you make sure you lay out everything. You got to have the coffee. I mean, new Keurig. I mean, I'm loving the coffee. You lay out all your outfits and make sure that everything is there. And then once you get in the chair for makeup, it's all downhill from there. Once the makeup is together, the outfits flow on and the faces come out when the lights start to flash.
You have music on set with you?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Okay.
I do a lot of it. I mean, I feed off of words. I react to words. And I like there to be conversation. Like, we talk, we laugh, and everything through my shoots. And we just basically cut up and have a good time. The only thing I think we are missing, like you say, is music. Other than that, we have everything else. Because my whole crew goes with me at every shoot. Like I said, when we walked in the Will's house and I had, like, my stylist, my wife, who does the PR and everything, posts to my Facebook and everything. She takes the extra pictures of us getting prepared and stuff. So, yeah, I came in with my whole crew, and we just cut up from there. Like I said, we make the shoots fun so that the pictures show happiness and, you know, just plain outright fun.
Okay. Okay, well, let me ask you this. What are some obstacles you face so far as a model?
Obstacles I would face. My biggest obstacle, I would say, would have to be my size.
So what's your size? What's your measurement?
No, with my thighs. My thighs. I have like 20. Yes, my thighs. T-H-I-G-H-S. That's it. The rest of me, I'm good. My size, that's my biggest struggle. And that's the thing that keeps me back, that holds me back from doing so many, you know, so many different types of shoots. I'm not ready to uncover that part yet. I'm not ready to expose all of that to the good world just yet, because it's not up to my standards. And if it's not up to my standards, it won't be out there for nobody else to see.
So what are your measurements?
Let's see, 36, 28, 42. And then I have 24-inch size.
She said 24-inch size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to get that to 18 so bad, it's not even funny.
Girl, you need to quit. She's only trying to get that to 18.
18
okay.
Is the goal.
Okay.
You're barely legal.
Barely.
Take it out, Miss Eddie. Go for it.
All right, so I'm gonna throw some crazy questions at you. So since it is Wednesday,
oh,
is hump day.
Oh Lord,
we come on life for the dust glide. It's hump day after dust. Every Wednesday, we have our special segment brought to you by the Taurus Nani. Call Nani Moments of the Week. So, here we go. Yeah, naughty.
Oh, my God.
What's five of the most naughtiest things you've ever done?
Oh.
we're going to give you the thinking timer. Think on it.
Like five. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is horrible.
She's on Wednesday. That's what
goes
on Wednesday.
No, five.
All right, three. We'll give you three. Three. Man,
okay.
That's my final offer. Three.
I'll take three. That's my. I'll take three for 500, Alex.
Okay. Three. What's three the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll say. One of the naughtiest things I've ever done would have to be, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this on radio. I'm an exhibitionist. I like to be watched. I like the whole, the watching thing. So the balconies, you know, in the middle of the good old Mardi Gras, that was my good thing. I like that. I'd say that would be one. I say two will be in the back of a crowded elevator.
Oh.
Sneaking, you know, push, just in the back of the credit elevator and just ride it all the way up to the top, no matter how far, I mean, no matter how long it stops or how many people are getting on and off, to stay in the back of the elevator.
Oh my God!
You're gonna get lit. That's what I'm trying to try. I gotta let this, bro. I gotta validate this. So you mean to tell me you was doing it on the elevator while people was coming on the elevator
in broad daylight during business hours?
Wow!
I can't believe you got me to say that. I am so upset with you.
Take on this show. Okay, so that's number two.
I gotta be memorable.
In my Jay-Z voice, slip the pennies right to the side. Ain't got the time to pull your back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that's nice. I'm gonna have to try that one too. I come up with ideas from everybody we interview. I got a whole
look at you.
That gives a new meaning to that.
Oh my goodness.
You got one more.
I thought we were gonna skip over that last one. We were just moving in the moment.
You weren't out of it.
I wanted you to stay in that one. You could have stayed in that one. We could have talked about that one a little bit more.
Damn. Oh, she's just more than we didn't know?
They've been in the building for a long time today.
I'll take number three.
I don't know.
Number
somebody wake my wife up. See what she would think number three is.
She's number three. You kissed the girl. I think.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I'm being kissing the girl. Well, you had your kicker.
Crickets. We're going for that. Let me try that again. Now you got to do four. That's another one.
That's a deal breaker. Even though that one might not be as fiery as the others, it still qualifies.
The deal breaker was five, and she gave us that. Oh, wow. Okay. She's on the wall. We're going to put her on the wall.
Okay. Oh, my. I'll give you one more. Oh my goodness. Okay. I got one baby screaming, I don't wear underwear. And then I got another one screaming in the middle of the street.
Oh.
And then there's another one that's saying in the back of the truck going down the road.
Oh.
So you actually got your five, sir.
Oh, you did get five. So we got in the middle of the street, and wearing no underwear,
and in the back of the moving truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I can handle that.
Interesting list. Woo! Okay.
My agency is so going to be mad at me when they listen to this.
So we're going to find that down. That's okay. If you can tell us it's late night radio, we can get away with it.
I know. And nobody's cheering. If anybody's cheering is up, I'm sorry for what they heard.
If everybody's cheering is up, they just tuck the kids in on Pacific Standard Time.
Not a
kid
in the bed. They got to
go.
Yeah, nobody better be
saying it.
Grown folks talk.
It's grown folks time this time.
This is around when Howard III comes on, he
start acting a fool. It's around that time, so we safe.
I heard I had to throw my little Texas accent in. It's grown folk talk.
It's grown folk.
Yeah.
So, yes, my next question to you is you get to pick three places in the world that you want to travel to, and you can spend a week at each of them. What would they be and why?
Let's see. One would have to be Sydney, Australia. I'm a big opera fanatic, and I would love to just stay and see about four or five operas a day at the Opera House.
Well, wait now. Question about Australia. Did you see that recent post about that snake that ate that alligator? Ain't no damn way in the world I'm going to Australia now. That guy said snake. It wasn't an anaconda. This mug was a, God, it was something, a python.
To look
eat
that
the,
up.
Ate the
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, it was trending on Facebook, and it was so crazy. I was freaked the hell out. I will not be going to Australia
no,
now.
No. If it ain't the python, then I don't stand a chance.
I don't stand a chance. That shit.
Oh no. Oh, number two would have to be Venice. I just want to ride the gondolas all day long. Just ride up and down the gondolas all day long. Stop and eat, you know.
And have
somebody back
playing,
on ride
music for you
all day long. Do a little shopping, get back in the boat. Take a nap, get back in the boat. And let's see, I like to eat, so I guess I would have to say Paris because I like Italian food.
That's what,
and I would
man,
just spend the whole week eating.
Andrea Lewis said that on Monday. She said because she said Paris, so she can go eat her behind off. She
yeah.
said that. That
I mean, and
it'd
be authentic.
That's what everybody.
It's not any of this
Paris,
corporate
you know?
America stuff. It'd be the good stuff.
Now, the thing is, you go to the right spot in the U.S., and you go up to the East Coast where I'm from, you get some real.
Oh, Lord.
They give you some of that real every now. They give you some of that real. You be like, let me get some real Italian food. Bam, you get some of that real. Like you said, I feel
right.
you now. You,
when we head up that way, then I'm going to need you to lay the way to the good Italian food.
Yeah. Now, Dave, let me tell you about this. You got me excited up. So maybe go travel to Jersey tomorrow. Don't miss any. but I
will work tomorrow.
Pick,
we
so,
good.
We're gonna pick another one. This is a big, and we were just talking about this earlier. This is a question I ask a lot of people on the show. And if any reason today, what happened today isn't a great indicator of why I ask this question a lot, then I don't know what to say. And that question is, if at this moment right now, you were told you only had 24 hours to live. What would be some of the craziest ways you would spend it? Now, there's always different ways you would answer that question. Because some people are like, hey, I would jump out of a plane because I would never do that in, you know, on a normal day. Like, I agree with them. That probably would be something I would do, too, because I just don't see myself willingly jumping out of a plane and planning to live tomorrow.
Well, you're not jumping out of a plane if the earth is still planning to move. Now, if it's fixing to end for you, you've gung-ho to get out that book, huh?
Yeah, I jump all day. What I got to lose?
It's over for you anyway, so you good.
Right.
No, I say 24 hours. I don't know. I'm a Libra, and I have issues with separation. So if I knew this would be my last 24 hours, I would probably have everybody that I loved in one room just looking at them for the last 24 hours. We could lay up, watch movies, eat, but can't nobody leave until I go.
Okay. You'd have to take them to some crazy stuff, like running around, go knocking a bunch of random people doors.
Nope. Like I said, I think I'd just be enjoying the last 24 hours.
Let me look at you.
Come sit here and let me hold you. Let me kiss you for a second, you know. Let you hold me, you know. Just watch movies, eat pizza, however you want to spend these. We just going to spend it together. Once again, can't nobody leave until I'm gone.
Awesome. So you're trying to say they can't run around if you knock on a bunch of random doors? You spending time together, y'all getting that adrenaline rush, knocking on doors. I know y'all. Some of y'all around here, you know, we call that nigger knock. For those who didn't know what that's about, I am not gonna lie, I participated in it.
That's
my boy
said
it. My boy
said
it. You know what, T? I'm gonna let you know because it's your birthday.
If you don't want to go bungee jumping butt naked.
I mean, I've been bungee jumping, so bungee jumping's not exciting to me anymore.
Because I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie to you. They gonna sit here in front. I'm scared. How was it?
I'm scared.
Oh, that was fun. I mean, I didn't really think that we were actually going to do it. We got up there, and, you know, once again, you looking about a mile in the air. So you're looking down, and, you know, I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea. It's raging water, you know, rocks and, you know, imminent death down there. I don't know if this is a good idea. By the time I decided it wasn't a good idea, we were already strapped and headed over. So it was done before,
you know. I probably wouldn't be scared, but for the way my body is set
up, You wouldn't make it all the way up. They get you halfway up there, and you start seeing that ground leave you. No, that'd be it for you.
I would try, but the way my body is set up is, I don't know if I can make it that cool or not. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on here.
Anyway, I'm going to ask you your question. If you could be any fruit in the world, what kind of
any
fruit?
Any what?
Any
fruit.
Fruit.
Oh.
Don't do my accent. Leave me alone.
that's the age time, baby.
I mean, I know. I have a hard time saying that one word. I need to try to figure out, like,
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are hilarious. But if I had to be one fruit, I guess I would say I would be an avocado because that's my favorite fruit.
Okay.
It's all nourishing. It's good for you and in so many ways than one. And that's me.
Yeah, and then I like how because it's kind of, avocado kind of reminds me of a woman because you kind of pour a little thing in the middle. Okay, I'm going to stop. It's Wednesday.
You're being nasty.
You're really cutting up today.
Oh, my. Rare form.
It is Wednesday, and I got to get, and it's helping me get through a day that started out pretty crazy for me.
Oh, I'm glad you made it through.
Oh, Lord. I was about to say, Lord, save the world. So, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you had to, as far as some advice to leave people, as far as who that's trying to get started, that's just getting started, what would be personal advice that you have learned that you would share with them as far as getting started? What should they do?
Stay on your social networks. Just increase your exposure. Increase the awareness of your brand and what you want to portray. Never give up. And just keep with it. No matter what they tell you, no matter how you're feeling, no matter if you do believe your thighs are 4 inches bigger than they're supposed to be, keep trying. Oh. Just keep putting it out there. And eventually it'll come to be what it is.
All right. That's simple yet smart. I love it. I appreciate you for coming through. I appreciate you for having me. So you ain't glad to the building yet. We kept not going for a little bit longer, the last 7 minutes. Because we still ain't got you being let you get your links out. As far as, you know, I want to thank you for it. And I saw that you did because you did a shoot for the magazine. You didn't get it. Oh, no, we didn't get it in no time, Lord. The pictures are still, I still like to thank you for what you did. I'm trying to steal that banner from you, like real talk. Yes.
No doubt.
I'm trying to
I will get
that
to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, that's
I had it specially made for y'all. I hope you hang it up in the radio station somewhere so everybody can see and enjoy.
I'm studying the
look at you.
Like, bam.
He's going to be Superman, the spot radio.
And as far as, like, you know, I'm quoting on, you know, this is a topic that's been on my mind. It's been heavy on me too. That I've been paying attention to. And before I get into that, news story I saw, Boosie's out of court apparently, according to my news feed, because everybody's changing the name to Badass on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else. So
are you
apparently,
sure? I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah,
he's out. It's
all
over my feed.
He's actually out this time, but not one of those games being played. He's out for sure. But he will not be doing any press. He will not be doing any press the next week. So, yes.
He needs to go eat.
It's a verified validity of it.
You need a shower.
On the fan page, it says Boosie is free. It is official. So the fan page, the guy day fan page is ran by special people that be running his family and stuff. It says it is true. So believe it is no faking to them to the madness. It's real. You can go there and find out. He was according to what I'm seeing, and this is in Central Standard Time, my time zone. He was released at 7:10 p.m. He's transferred to a sheriff's department facility in St. Francisville, where his family members were waiting for him. Boosie went to jail on drug charges back in 2009. Was not set to be released until May of this year. In 2012, Boosie stood accused of hiring a hitman to kill a local rapper. And after prosecutors paraded close to 30 witnesses on the stand, the jury found that Boosie was not guilty, but Boosie is scheduled to attend a news conference in New Orleans on Monday, organized by Atlantic Records. And bam, that's everything going on. It's true. There's none of this nonsense. It's the actual thing. The fan page says it. And the fan page is read by the real people all along. Because when they were throwing these fake dates out, they weren't the ones saying that on their page. So it's official. And my question to you is, what's y'all take on that? Because I know everybody kind of has mixed reviews how they feel about it.
Well, like say, he was in, he got accused of more charges and then acquitted. So my thing is this, he did his time, they let him go, it's over. He's out, let the man continue to do what he do as long as he don't, you know, violate the law in any other way. He can live his life the way
he's. I'm showing all my little pretty white teeth and said, you know how I smile when I'm happy. I'm happy inside. I mean, you know.
You sound it.
So I'm happy he's out. I mean, I don't want nobody to, you know, be in jail. That's like something tough and difficult to deal with. I'm happy he's out. You know, I hope he, you know, do some shows and stuff and come, you know, come holler at you girl. Now let me stop. I'm a man.
Look at you.
Here's my thing, where I want people to take from this. That don't mean start being ignorant. That don't mean do that. That's why I want people to take from it. The man ain't trying to go back to jail, people. So let
right?
him go. I mean, you heard like even if his new song. You know, if that's the direction he's going to go, I'm feeling it because you can still talk about the streets and whatnot, but don't talk about it. But when you talk about it, you know, you got to make sure you guys have to understand that you are accountable for what you tell people. You got it's all right to talk about the streets, but don't encourage them to act a fool and go do some ratchet stuff. So
right.
if that's the direction,
we
got to cross swords, I'm right. They didn't have. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about the ones that when he talking crazy and, you know, people are like, yeah, and they want to always fight in the club to the stuff. Like, what happened when people just used to get, when our crunk song was on, you just got crunk, but you didn't fight anybody. Everybody thinks that you got me when you hear a Boosie song in the club, you got to start fighting. It's, y'all can't
really?
Quit doing that.
I don't get that.
Yes.
I don't get that from his music.
Shit, you ain't been. You better come on and take a trip to goddamn Dallas Fort Worth.
I guess because I don't be listening to that stuff when he be talking about how he, you know, relationships and he just
it depends on
what
type of club you
kind of
go to, too.
That's the kind of stuff I hear from him. I don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing. You got to go. When you go to the clubs, you know, they play some of the stuff that you don't really hear on the radio, so they start going deep into it.
Maybe I don't go to some kind of clubs that play that kind of craziness.
And when it's one where it's extra, extra hood, that's when you got to start where, you know, people
extra,
say.
I can't do the extra, extra hood. Cause see, that's
okay, but
I'm
pretty confident that was
line that I done broke somebody's neck. No.
And then I'm gonna throw a zinger at you because you know, thing, not always all of what he's fighting at is a hood club. That's what be confusing sometimes. You're like, people are fighting a bluesy
no,
here.
You're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, okay, I'm steady.
But
I'm not
just saying,
I've never been somewhere where they play Boosie and a fight broke out.
Jeez.
I've never heard
it. I'm going to let Cass tell y'all what happened. Have you been somewhere?
I don't do me.
And you, but see, it might be the case, though. You might, because that's the thing, like, it be like, niggas be at the like, you just get, I mean, it's okay. Like, it's not what I'm saying. You can get crunk, because I get crunk later and stuff. But, I mean, I'm going to get so crunk that all of a sudden I want to start wanting to fight the dude over. You know, it's ridiculous. Like, see, remember when you used to hear little John and Boosie?
Yeah. I was just speaking to say, Boosie never did it. But Lil Jon, every other song of his, if you put on six Lil Jon songs in a row, six people is gone.
I guess it's really the time, the tides are changing, really, of how people's mindsets are. And, I mean, that's what I say a lot, too, is it's not that Boosie's a bad guy necessarily. It's not that Boosie's a bad guy necessarily. It's the people who, it's the listeners who's making it look bad because they want to act the guy thing for them. Like, the dude stuff, I like to be empty.
I
got the B-O-R-O-S-I-E-D-A. I mean, goddamn crap. You can't tell me nothing that got that music come on. But it just, but I mean, I'm just challenging people. This man is out. Let's give this man a good run, man. You can get crunk and not have to fight somebody when you get crunk. Because Boosie makes a crunk behind music, and I be wanting, and I listen to Boosie. Don't get me wrong. That's what people get it wrong. I love it to some Boosie's music. It would turn you from
yes, we see
from freaking volume 10 to goddamn 100. So that's the thing. I just want people to stop making it, stop having to wear it always. You gotta turn y'all are the problem. So come on. Y'all know, I don't, y'all got a whole thing, and I've been trying to shoot them strong come up. But, see, that's it, man. Go ahead with the know how they can find you. Okay, well, I have to call it how they can stalk you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Let me talk
about it
because people who support you, they kind of check the page every now and then. Okay. People who stalk you, not necessarily mean they're trying to kill you and what. I call it stalking because it's like a type of fan that is always supporting you, checking to see what you're doing, making sure you're okay. That's why I call it stalking.
That's like fam, and we always welcome more fam. So, Facebook is Catalea. It's facebook.com/CataleaCuties. And then we have Twitter and Instagram are both at Catalea Monet.
Okay, okay. All right, T. How can they find you, or how can they stalk you?
Oh yeah, no. Follow me Instagram @TMarie_the_model. Follow me on Twitter @TMarie_MOD. Like me on Facebook @TMarieTheModel.
All right, man. Y'all know you can find me. Y'all type in Fetty J Dust CDDYJUSK. You pretty much gonna find me everywhere. That's all you gotta do is type it in.
Oh Lord,
it's gonna pop up.
It's
just simple. That's simple. And no, Dust is not my last name. Some people ask me that crazy question. I laugh.
No, they don't.
Oh my goodness, no.
I'm like, oh Lord, baby, let me try to start reading. Reading is
you
fundamental.
You should ask me some holy oil and just stuff. Come here, let me pray for you, baby.
Right?
No, I'm playing. Look at how she's got to lean on my legs. I'm like, right?
Right.
So I'm going to
pay attention.
Y'all
you do not pay attention.
If y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know y'all can, or you want to hear it again, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. You can check it out or go to iTunes, type on iTunes, Dustpot Radio Network. By the way, everything I mentioned is free. Beyond Pod, you can download that app and let you listen to the shows in there all the time. Free. I have it on my Android. I love that app. It's beautiful. And then if even a little player, if you go to Dustpot, whether you go to the mobile site or you go to the regular site, there's a little player on there that allows you to listen to all the shows that way. So there you go. Millions of ways to listen to the show. And, heck, man, I appreciate them for all the support. I'll remind we going on now, reminding you guys and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a G, or where there's a
G, or where there's a,
oh, there's a you, there is a way.
Yep, yep.
And cool. I do got to remind y'all, the public service announcement, we tell y'all every hump day, because, yes, I joke around on hump days, but I'm so serious not telling people this.
Oh, yes, if you're going to hump.
Please do it responsibly.
Yes, yes.
Lord have mercy.
Now, I might be humping tonight. Now, let me stop. I'm just kidding, y'all.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Good night, all.
You never know.
You never know.
I'm about to go talk to my friend Jurgens. We about to go on now. Y'all make sure y'all y'all listen to Life at the Dust 5. We rolling on out.
Oh my god. Good night.